Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110-993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, 704-570-1110. You know, it's a lot of stuff is going on out there, and I want you to start really looking at the news in a totally different way, because they're going to try to move this around and shake it up and do all these sort of things. So you don't want that to be the case, folks. You do not want that to be the case. You want to be aware of what's coming next. And they're going to try to flood the zone. I'm telling you, they're going to try to flood the zone. This is what they do. Just a heads up, okay? Just a heads up. By the way, listen all next week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Rodney Carrington Live Friday, May 3rd at Ovens Auditorium. Listen in Monday through Thursday with Brett Winterbull in the 4 p.m. hour to win your tickets. That's all next week, 704-570-1110. If you want more information, head to blumenthalarts.com. Let's take this call from Steve, who's been holding on. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, my question really comes from your statement a little earlier before the break about they'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
To keep Trump's people away from Trump if he's in the White House. And and you have just said they're basically, using different words, they're capable of doing anything, and I think that's true, absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, if they lose the election, which I certainly hope they will, do you think that could portend fighting in the streets? That far along?
Well, I mean, we see riots happen from time to time. I don't know. I mean, I would hope that wouldn't be the case, and I would hope that the blue city mayors, where this stuff would probably break out, would keep control of things. But it's very hard to know. It's very hard to know. I feel like in so many ways, these setups that these people have at these colleges and universities, that this is the dry run for the drama at election time, that this is sort of the war games. We're seeing the war games. They're using Gaza. They're using all these issues as a topic. But I think that this is sort of a war gaming operation right now to see how this is going to work and how the American people will react. So it is possible. Anything is possible. You can't overlook that for sure, Steve.
Good. Well, we agree.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
You.
Appreciate you being out there. That's Steve checking in. Plenty of room for you as well. We've got a line open right now, 704-570-1110. If you want to opine, if you listened to the arguments that were happening, love to get your thoughts on that. If you want to comment on the trial today, we'll certainly take your comments on that as well. A diver has miraculously survived a vicious, say it with me, alligator attack. Now, this guy's diving. His name is Will Georgidis. He was attacked in South Carolina. Anybody familiar with that place? South Carolina on April the 15th while going for a dive in the Cooper River to look for fossils. Yeah, TJ, you want to go swimming in the Cooper River and find some fossils?
I'm good. I'll stay on top of that bridge.
Isaac, are you good to go in the Cooper River and maybe go look for some fossils?
I'm going to take a hard pass on that one.
Okay. It's a good thing I happen to have my body armor from the 17th century that I can wear. It'll not only weight me down, but it will keep me protected.
It's not just for decoration.
It's not. I'll tell you what. I got it from the... From the Knights Templars. No, just kidding. I'm not part of the NWO. Don't worry. I'm part of the NOW, the NOW. That's who I am. A South Carolina diver is recovering after he miraculously survived a vicious alligator attack that left him pinned underwater. Oh. According to the Associated Press, Will Georgitis, or Georgitis, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of his name, was attacked in South Carolina April 15th. He went for a scuba dive to look for fossils. He told the Post and Courier that after surfacing from his dive due to limited air, he spotted the alligator nearby in the Cooper River. Like, at that point, I am terrified. Like, I am so done at that point. He made a beeline right at me. The alligator made a beeline right at the scuba diver. He told the outlet, explaining that he instinctively threw up his arm when the alligator lunged for his head. With the alligator's jaw clenched onto his arm, Georgitis decided to wrap his hand, his free hand and legs around the reptile's body, but the 6-foot-2-inch diver was unable to lock his ankles together to get a firm grip. Georgitis then tried to use his screwdriver to stab the animal's eye. Oh, that's just going to make him mad. The alligator immediately shook him and pinned him to the bottom of the 50-foot-deep river. So he does the flip over and just goes wham onto the bottom of the river, 50 feet below. I knew I was going to die right then and there, Georgitis told the Post and Courier, adding that he continued to stab the gator's gum with the screwdriver until his scuba tank ran dry. In desperation, he decided he would free himself by placing his feet on the alligator's body and pushing hard until his arm... This is really bad. In desperation, he decided he would try to free himself, placing his feet on the alligator's body and pushing hard until his arm ripped off in its jaws. I put my feet up against him and just launched back as hard as I could. Possibly somehow I ripped my arm out and not off, he told Good Morning America. The gator's teeth scraped over his arm, enabling the diver to break free and swim to the surface where a friend was waiting with a boat. So this guy's in the boat. He has no idea. This guy's fighting an alligator at the bottom of the water. He is now warning other divers, TJ, to take care when exploring the Cooper River and the other waterways in South Carolina. Guess how many alligators are in South Carolina?
Oh, no.
No. This will change your life. This is a life-changing number. Isaac is going to cry. He's actually going to go get in his car and drive home when I tell him how many alligators there are in South Carolina in the water. Guess. Any number. Give me, like, it could be any number.
200.
I'm going to go with an even 1,000.
100,000 alligators.
Oh, my God.
100. We should, the show's over. Yeah, the show is over. Here. We're out. You guys, let us know how it went. Wow. 100,000 alligators. Thanks a lot, Biden. Letting them in. Letting them in. Where are they coming in from? Georgia? Florida?
I think those are Florida gators.
Georgitis told the Post and Courier that his survival had nothing to do with being brave. The only thing going through my head was pure fear. Yeah, Pam, we're not going anywhere near any water. 100,000 alligators in South Carolina.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Brett Winterble. I gave you that story about the vicious alligator, the attack on the Cooper River, South Carolina, April 15th. Notably, it was tax day. I want to point something out to you here. I went and I did the numbers. I went and I looked at the numbers. We found out 100,000 alligators are in South Carolina. There are 1.25 million alligators in Florida. Like, just Florida, 1.25 million alligators. And across the southeastern United States, according to the Defenders of Wildlife, an estimated 5 million alligators across the southeastern United States. My gosh, I mean, you could start in South Carolina and walk all the way to New Orleans just by walking on gators. Just by stepping on them gator heads. Just going whoop, right there. Here you go. It's like a man-made bridge of alligators. And I don't know if those are the Eaton gators or if those are like the Belton gators or those are like the Booton gators or if those are like real gators that are just like wildly out there. Like, how many of these are being raised? And then we got into the whole herpes macaque conversation with the monkeys down in Florida because we wanted to find out. But they only have, they have like 175 that took over that island. But they are vicious. They are so vicious. Apparently, those monkeys are able to eat crabs, like to bite through crabs. It's unbelievable. Let's go and talk to John next. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about a quick trip I took in New Orleans about 3 months ago on a tourist boat that went out in the Everglades and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir.
And we were going up, and then we went down a side river. And we were in one of the flat boats. It's got the big propeller on the back, about 15 of us. We pull in there, and the guy turns the boat around facing the water. We're just sitting there. He said, I want to show you one of our employees. He said, look over to the left here at the log. It's about 15 feet away in the water. Uh-huh. He said, look just above it and see those two eyes. He said, that's Herman the alligator. He works for us.
Wow.
So the guy got out some, this is true, the guy got out some marshmallows and flipped them in the water.
Marshmallows?
Listen to me now. Herman got him, came over and got him. Then the guy puts about 5 to 10 marshmallows, sir, on a real long stick. And that dude comes out of the water and tries to get the stick with the marshmallow in the air. He reloads the stick, has about 10 on it, and puts it back, and Herman jumps, and he let him get it. And that dude was about 12, 15 feet long. All I saw was teeth. Wow. And he got every one of those marshmallows. And then he went in the water and turned around, went back, and got it on the other side of the log and just sat there and said, I'm waiting for the next boat.
Wow. Wow.
That was true. I've seen a lot of stuff in my 79 years in 5 continents, Vietnam twice, but I've never seen a marshmallow eating alligator. Now, that other guy that got hit by an alligator, you know, he's an Al Qaeda alligator. He's been trained.
Oh, gosh. All right. Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. That's hilarious. That's so that alligator was jumping about. This is like, forget it. I mean, I had interest. I did have interest in, like, maybe going on a boat, like, in the Congaree River, you know, something like that. But what's in that water now? I mean, I don't even, wow. See, if you're saying to me, swim in a river versus swim in the ocean, I'm going to swim in the ocean. Like, I'm going to swim in the ocean. I'm not going to even swim, like, in the tidal area. I'm going to go out into the ocean and swim out in the ocean. I'll take my chances with jellyfish. I'll take my chances with sharks. I'll take my chances with all that stuff. But when you start getting into that, like, mixed sort of stuff where, like, there's an alligator right there. Oh, and over there, there's something else. That's not my. I like going out into the blue water, jumping off a boat, swimming around, you know, having a good time.
Just to add another layer to this, we just had a caller call in and say that the Cooper River, it's like you can't even see your hand in front of your face.
So it's like super brackish. Yeah. See that again? That's part of the problem, because you get down in that water, and man, that's okay. This in from John. John with a very good take, by the way. He said Herman is eating those marshmallows, but he's waiting for the guy to fall off the boat, so he gets dinner. That's very possible. Like, I can't say that that's impossible. These guys are smart. They're smarter than a lot of people. No doubt about it. Hey, coming up in this next hour, we're going to have a great conversation with David Bernstein. We're going to talk with him about all the stuff that's going on here with the issues at the colleges and the universities supporting Hamas. We're going to talk to David Bernstein, founder of the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values, JLIV.org, for more information. And then in the third hour of the program, Dr. John Lott is going to join us. And we're talking to him about these crime numbers that people are touting as being successful. I mean, what are we doing here, folks? This is unbelievable. I mean, it's remarkable. They're actually trying to define this as, well, it's not as bad as you think. It's not quite as bad as you think. No, crime is still pretty bad. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. And oh, by the way, did you see the GDP number earlier today? Well, if you were paying close attention to the stock market, you might have got a little bit shook.